Thank you and good morning. Two transportation bills that could dramatically affect California drivers have passed out of committee along party lines and now head to the legislature. One bill would raise the sales tax on gasoline in California by 12 cents per gallon. Currently, California drivers pay just over 42 cents per gallon of gas sold in the state. It's estimated that if enacted, the increased gas tax would raise about $4 billion annually. A second bill would raise vehicle registration fees by as much as $100 per vehicle, with the money from both measures earmarked for transportation funding. Republican lawmakers oppose both measures and have introduced legislation that would force Caltrans to cut back on waste and fraud and dedicate the savings to transportation infrastructure funding. A second bill would force the legislature to use money already earmarked for transportation infrastructure for actual infrastructure improvements and upgrades. The number of acres that have burned due to wildfire activity on federal forest land in the region over the past 8 weeks has now reached more than 127,000 acres. More than 3,800 personnel have been assigned, and five major fire complexes are burning in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties. Four fires burning in the Gaskee complex have scorched more than 10,000 acres, and another 3,800 acres have burned in the Nikowitz fire area near Orleans. Those fires have not prompted any evacuation notices, but have forced the closure of roads and trails in the area. The river complex in Trinity County continues to burn and has scorched more than 48,000 acres. The fires have forced the evacuation of residents in western Trinity County, and the complex is responsible for much of the smoke that has led to very poor air quality in the area. The river complex stands at 22% containment and is burning in very rugged terrain. Some residents forced to evacuate have been allowed to return home. The Humboldt County Fair opened on Thursday, and the 119th edition of the fair will open its first 6 days of racing this afternoon on a racetrack that has seen major upgrades over the past year. New fencing has been installed on the backstretch, and the track was widened at the second turn to improve safety, and both turns on the track were banked to improve safety for horses. There are more than 240 mules and horses on site at this year's fair for the 6 days of scheduled racing. The first of 26 races scheduled for this weekend kicks off today at 3:07. The Arcata Fire Protection District is growing. Jordan Christmas has more.
On Wednesday, the Arcata Fire District began their volunteer firefighting recruitment campaign. Also called the Join Our Team campaign, the fire district will be reaching out to the community using various methods such as blue banners, recruitment decals on fire engines, and social media. The campaign will culminate with a public information meeting scheduled for the night of August 27th at the Arcata Community Center. If you are 18 years of age or older and are interested in applying, applications will be available at that meeting or on the Arcata Fire District's website.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors approved a county medical marijuana ordinance on Tuesday, but questions about cannabis legalization and interference from state and federal officials remain. Supervisor Estelle Fennell spoke to the issue on Talk Shop and provided some of the details contained in the ordinance. Fennell pointed out the county is being careful with its regulations, and applying for and being awarded a permit to operate a dispensary won't be a simple task.
We decided on 15. That would be 5 per region, 5 in the north, 5 in the central, and 5 in the south. They're all subject to conditional use permit, which means they got to go through the planning commission. They're very, very strict regulations, more, I believe, than on a liquor store. So anybody who gets past all of that will have had to do a lot of work.
Fennell said that she and Supervisor Ryan Sundberg have been working with state lawmakers on Assembly Bill 266, authored by North Coast Assemblyman Jim Wood, that would provide a state framework of regulations for medical marijuana. Fennell wants local government to maintain key controls, however.
What we're trying to do is make sure that local jurisdictions retain our right to land use regulation and business licensing. Everything else with regard to marijuana, we want the state to take it on. We want to talk about testing, quality, all of these things.
AB 266 and its companion bill in the Senate, SB 643, authored by Senator Mike McGuire, are both under consideration by the state legislature. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.